The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, some good news and then a lot of really bad news for the Texans. And we're just one day away from rocking the damn mic. So let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Have you noticed how you're the only one whose Twitter doesn't have to be explained to people?
Like, yep.
You don't have to spell your name out. You don't have to say zero instead of an O.
That's the point. You want to make it simple. That's I'm a brand manager, Fred. That's my personal brand, and yeah. I'm managing it wisely. You, on the other hand, don't have much of a choice.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of stuck with it. I could change my name, but that would...
I would have gone with at Freddy the Falcon would have been what I would have chosen for a Twitter handle for you.
That's probably easier. But then people go, is it Y or IE on Freddy?
Or Fred the Falcon. Freddy or Falcon Fred.
Freddy sounds better, though.
Yeah, it
sounds
does.
Sounds younger.
So it's not totally your fault.
But it's partially my fault.
I mean, it's mostly your parents' fault. But Jong chooses to make his brand hard to find.
Well... Jong's not common either.
No, it's not. But
yeah, there's still people that think it's John.
Yeah, so...
What was your original Twitter handle? Wasn't it like J.S. Lee?
My original one?
Yeah.
No, my very, very first one when I joined Twitter, and this was before Twitter blew up, was Jungle Fever.
Okay, that's what it should have stayed forever. You really messed up on that.
Well, I have an idea for Facebook Live here.
Okay.
For Jong.
Okay.
I pay no attention to Little League Baseball, but I'm looking at the TV here, and I'm noticing that South Korea is beating Mexico 7-0.
We're decent at baseball.
I'm thinking you ought to go over.
As a people?
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair because there's people probably Jong's age playing for
that
team.
Well, exactly. They probably have 26-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I think Jong should go over and do a Facebook Live with our Deportes friends and just walk around asking them questions like, ¿Cómo se dice South Korea is better than Mexico in Espanol? What do you think?
Do you think those guys even realize that the Little League World Series is going on?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that until you said it.
All the sports that we pay no attention to.
That's what they're into, huh?
Yeah, I guarantee you they've got, well, soccer, obviously, right? But I guarantee you they got WNBA posters up over there, Little League Baseball, you name it.
You want me to go see if Joseph is over there? Bring him over here to talk about Little League Baseball?
No, God, no.
This was for Facebook Live. This wasn't for our show. See, and if it was funny enough, then we could play some of it. But if it sucks, then we don't have to put it on the air. I thought it was a good idea. Nick says Jungle Fever was the best. He should have left it. That's the one I always had. I had it down until he changed it to Jungle Football or Jongy Football, whatever the hell that was. And then he went back to Jungle Fever, which I struggled with for a while. And now I finally got the Jong Snow thing down. I guarantee he's going to change it. Guarantee you. He will. So, some Texans news today. You want the good news, or do you want the bad news, or do you want the worst news?
I thought it was all kind of bad news, well, but it's all varying reports. So, some people are saying it's good news, and then some people are saying it's bad news.
Well, I'll give you the good news first, because...
Whose Twitter handle are you going off of as far as this good news?
Well, I was going off Pro Football Talk saying that J.J. Watt expects to practice next week.
Okay. Because... I saw from another source that that's not true. So I don't know. I'm not sure if what's right. I don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore. I don't know what's up or down.
I'm going to go with that as good news because there's nothing else good coming out of there today.
You know who my favorite one of my favorite follows was on Twitter was Joe Shad.
Yeah.
Do you know what he does now?
No.
He works for the, or he covers the Miami Dolphins exclusively.
Ugh.
Yeah, I had to unfollow Joe Shad. I was like, why is Joe Shad always tweeting about the Dolphins? It turns out that's his job now.
I'm still following him, but I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, you'll see.
Hmm.
It's not good.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and unfollow him because I'm not going to read Dolphin stuff all the time. But, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but I've seen varying reports on J.J. Watt. And I've heard that, well, maybe he's going to be back for the season opener. And then I've heard
the idea that he would be practicing next week is good news to get him back on the field. I don't know that that means he's going to be there for week one.
Okay.
That would be my interpretation. And as far as the bad news, well, Dwayne Brown, I think we kind of knew this was coming, but it looks like he's going to start the regular season on the PUP list.
I think not everyone, because not me, of course. Most people seem to think that this injury wasn't as big of a deal as it was, and like it was just a given that he'd be ready to start the season. And I had a bad feeling. I mean, this is not a 24-year-old dude anymore.
No, and you start talking PUP list, that's you're talking into six games into the season here.
Yeah,
that's not a good thing. And that one you can fade a little bit because I think now, of course, the next caveat is. If Chris Clark stays healthy,
right.
As long as he's healthy, you can live. I've said all along that guy can play for you for 4 or 5 games if he needs to, and he's not going to embarrass you. He's a solid pro. He's not an above average player by any means, but if you get average play out of the position for 4 or 5 weeks, you're fine. You start getting into 6, 7, 8 weeks, you're asking a lot. And the bigger one to me is this Nick Martin surgery that looks like it may have him out for the entire season. Because that was where I thought your big upgrade was going to come. I thought you were going to be much better at center. I liked that draft pick at the time. I thought it was a perfect guy to plug in there and fix a position that nobody talks about on the offensive line, but that when you've got a good one, it makes a difference.
Right.
And now it looks like he may miss the entire season.
All of a sudden, when you look at the money that Ben Jones got elsewhere, doesn't it make you go, man, they should have just given that dude some money? He wasn't an expensive guy to keep. It's just like the Texans just said, oh, we don't want him anymore.
I was okay with letting him walk because I didn't think it would be hard to replace him, and I thought they upgraded. But once a guy gets hurt.
But what do I keep saying all the time? Depth, depth, depth on the offensive line, and the Texans have none, and now it's going to bite them.
Yeah, this is where it's going to be a problem because now, like you were hoping Xavier Suafilo would take a step. Well, he better now.
Well, he better, but now the problem is, he's sandwiched between two backups. So he doesn't have Dwayne Brown and Nick Martin on his left and right. He's got Chris Clark and Greg Manx. And that's not going to make his job easier.
I hope that's not who winds up winning the job.
Why not? I hope it's Tony Bergstrom?
I hope there's... Well,
because Tony Bergstrom does not look good.
There's got to be better than what we've seen out of either of those guys, frankly. You've got to have somewhere... And,
I don't think that's what I'm saying. I don't think they do.
And I think you're understating Chris Clark a little bit, but I don't want him next to
Fred, I don't think that he sucks. I just think that it's not ideal to have a swing tackle filling in for your most consistent offensive lineman over the last 7, 8 years and then have your starting center out so they've got a replacement. And in between those guys is a guy that I already think sucks, A, but B, that guy is now like the veteran on this offensive line that you're hoping can hold things together. I just think it's a bad situation altogether.
Well, I think the other side with Jeff Allen is a lot more solid than that. I mean,
that's assuming that Derek Newton's going to be okay.
Yeah, and now you're getting into those cluster injuries that R.J. Bell always talks about.
This is what I was saying. Depth is an important thing on the offensive line, and now we're seeing why. And this is I don't want to say it's full-blown nightmare scenario.
No, full-blown nightmare scenario is Jeff Allen being hurt, too.
Yeah, but it's kind of getting there, right? Yeah, I mean, we're getting close to full-blown nightmare scenario on the offensive line.
And I guess full-blown nightmare scenario would be, well, not only is Dwayne Brown going on the PUP list, he's going on the IR, and he's not coming back this year.
Right.
At least you would have him back at some point.
But you know what? I mean, this is the first 6 games that Brock Osweiler is going to play.
Well, and that's the second part of this. He played behind a crap offensive line last year, and they protected him pretty well because Gary Kubiak's pretty good at that. Are they going to be able to do that with this offense?
I don't know. This isn't the easiest offense in the world. Brock Osweiler, it's his first year in that offense. He has way more expectation, way more pressure on him than he did in Denver. This is not an easy ask of a guy to do this with basically a pieced together offensive line. I mean, we're getting to where they're putting it like junkyard parts on what was expected to be a Ferrari, and it's not going to perform the same way. And Brock Osweiler, I would temper your expectations early on for Brock Osweiler. The problem is six games. I mean, hell, that's almost half the season. You could lose the season in six games.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I know everybody, it's the first six games. It's not that big of a deal, but you go 2-4. I don't know if this is the kind of team that can dig out from 2-4 and is going to, you know, win 9-10 games. I don't know if they're built like that. I'm
pretty sure I said that last year, and they wound up doing it. So
yeah.
Having said all that, I think some of it's just bad luck because you did address the interior. You used a high pick on a guy that looked like he was going to be able to step in right away and be a player for you. Some of that's just bad luck, but. You know, the tackle situation is something that could have been addressed. And if they knew that Brown's injury was going to put the start of the season in jeopardy, which I'm guessing they did, you know, the time frames that you look at kind of put it into at least week two or three. Why didn't you address that position when you had a chance? There were some guys out there. So 713-780-ESPN. I'm not going to sound the alarm bell, but you're going to be counting on some guys who, let's just say they need to improve quite a bit if they're going to be tactful about it. Mm. And you go from being okay if Xavier Suofilo just takes a small step to, boy, that guy better improve significantly, and it better happen fast because you need another dependable person on that line.
And Xavier Suofilo is a second-round pick. I mean, this guy... We should have seen more out of him than what we've seen so far. The problem is, if they could have got him on the field more last year, they would have. But he was just not – he wasn't ready to be on the field. That's what concerns me.
And now
he's out there because there's no alternative.
That's part of it. I think he kind of got behind the first year for a lot of reasons. Doesn't really explain last year. And sometimes it does take interior offensive linemen – 2 or 3 years. To me, it's just like Clowney. This is the year for him. If he doesn't show you something, then you blew yet another high pick. We'll take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Cowboys Seahawks NFL 9 p.m. tonight, presented by Berryman Automotive Products on ESPN 97.5. Berryman Automotive Products, all American made since 1918.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Brandon says, pump the brakes, little guys. Maybe let them get through preseason before you bury them. They put up good yards against New Orleans. We watched a different game, my friend. And number one, I'm not burying them. I'm just saying that this is not good news. There's nothing good about losing Nick Martin for the year when that's a position where you've needed an upgrade for years now. There's nothing good about not having Dwayne Brown for six games. I think you can fade Dwayne Brown a little bit. Like I said, I'm pretty high on Chris Clark as a backup player. But the interior of that line now, it's a big hole. And by the way, they put up good yards. If we're going to throw numbers at each other, they averaged 2.5 yards per rush. There were no holes there if you were watching that game. And the quarterbacks got sacked four times.
And can we also keep in mind that the Saints suck?
The Saints defense has been... And
when's the last time the Saints had a good defense? When they won the Super Bowl?
Pretty much. But especially when the important players were in there, that line was getting manhandled by the Saints front. It was just... I would encourage you to go back and watch the first quarter and a half. Nothing that happened after that matters. But And really, that doesn't matter either because it's preseason. But those guys were getting shoved around like rag dolls. Now, again, I think having Allen in there helps a lot. Assuming you get Newton back, that's going to help a lot. That's not good numbers. I don't know where that comes from. But the reality is, yeah, you need to be concerned. And somebody said, well, there weren't any left tackles in the draft where they picked. And I agree with that. I said that at the time. I would not have reached for one there. But there were some in free agency. And if you knew that Dwayne Brown was going to be a problem, going out and getting another one wouldn't have hurt.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of this, a lot of this stuff goes back on drafts 2 or 3 years ago. Like when they drafted Brennan Williams in the third round. Well, by now that guy was supposed to have developed into a player for you. Well, what happened?
Now he's developed into a wrestler. Pro wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And who knows? Maybe Xavier Suofilo will be a good pro wrestler one day.
Maybe so.
Imagine. John, would that be an effective tag team, do you think? Brennan Williams and Xavier Suofilo?
I think so.
Do they have the look that the WWE is looking for?
I don't know about Brennan Williams.
Well, he's already made it.
Has he really?
He made it.
Huh.
He made it, mama. Xavier Suofilo, though, you think he's got the look? They like those Samoan types,
they
huh?
Do. They do.
That's
they
good.
Do. But he's not. I don't think he's part of that rock family.
All he's got to do is get a shoulder tattoo and they'll buy in. People will buy in for sure. And if not, just wear a mask, right?
Yeah, that works.
If you don't look like a pro wrestler, just wear a mask. No big deal.
You call them the Sack Brothers.
Yeah.
I think that works really well. Do a tag team.
How about the Bust Brothers?
Yeah, well, there's that. At least Williams had an excuse. He had screwed up Neem.
Okay, well, let's call him Rick Smith's Mistakes.
Yeah, something like that. And Lamont says, like, act like Dwayne Brown and old boy were pro bowlers, meaning if Texans sucks, it won't be because of them.
No, it's because they didn't continue to address, they continue to not address the needs that they had on the offensive line. They took two wide receivers in the first three rounds when Fred and I both sat on this show and said, they need to make offensive line a priority in the draft. They don't have depth there. They decided not to. I mean, they got one guy. One guy they added. And then they added a free agent, and he luckily, knock on wood, he's the healthy guy on this line right now. But they needed more than that.
Yeah, I'm less worried about Dwayne Brown because, as we talked about, he didn't play as well last year. And
no,
and I think the difference between him and Clark is not all that much anymore. So that one bothers me less than the center position because now you're talking about undrafted free agents and you know guys that you signed on minimal contracts and stuff like that. And that position is one that teams that don't pay attention to it. And I give them credit. They tried to address it. But if you don't pay attention to that position, it winds up killing you. And that's why throwing Ben Jones and those guys out there over the years instead of actually going out and getting a guy, it affects your offensive line. And I think this time they went out and got somebody, he got hurt. Now you're back to where you were, if there. So.
Well, the problem comes now if what happens if Derek Newton is, let's say he gets hurt at any point. Now what do you do?
Yeah, Kendall Lamb is not going to cut it. That's not a guy you need starting no. for you at tackle on either side. And again, I'm not writing him off or anything. But if you think this is good news,
and also how does this affect
or that it's not significant? Okay.
How does this affect the way you set up your roster? I mean, now you've got you're probably having guys make this team that you didn't expect to make the team now. Which means that guys you did expect to make the team probably won't now. You know what I mean? Because you have to have some sort of insurance for these positions.
Well, I think you carry the same numbers, just different guys make the team. If Brown's on the pup list, that doesn't cost you a roster spot. You call on him when he comes back. I don't think it changes the makeup of how many offensive linemen you carry. You just carry different guys.
It changes the makeup of the quality of offensive linemen.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't really think it affects the rest of the roster because you're not going to keep an extra offensive lineman and not keep a safety because of it.
I'm saying you're carrying guys that you hadn't, that really probably went into this camp with no business being on an NFL roster, that were here because there has to be 90 guys in camp, and now that guy's going to make the team. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, I think I think the guys who make the team would have at least been practice squad guys. I don't think they're guys that would never have been in the NFL. But
okay.
Yeah, you know, most of these guys were practice squad players last year. Kendall Lamb was on the roster last year.
Yeah.
So, Tanner asks, is the ex-Pat center available? I thought that was a little odd that they traded him to the Redskins, and then a day later, the Texans don't have a center. Kind of surprised that the old Patriots gang didn't get back together there. Make some kind of deal.
Yeah.
So, unless there's something to Brian Stork we don't know about, which is Bill Belichick probably told him, you don't want this guy. Maybe they don't even like each other anymore. Who knows? I would have been interested in him, even with Martin on the field.
So Brendan Williams has a Shogun gimmick in the WWE.
What does that mean? What's a Shogun?
Like an Asian anime kind of gimmick.
Oh
he has
gosh.
Face paint and his he had dreadlocks, and now he has his half his dreadlocks are red. And his Twitter bio is King of Kaiju, pro wrestling Shogun.
Of what?
Kaiju, oh. K-A-I-G.
I thought you said Kaiju.
And it says pro wrestling Shogun. And his wallpaper on his Twitter, I guess his cover photo is I guess that's him, a cartoon version of him, anime version of him. Kind of looks like a Dragon Ball Z character.
Let me just ask this. Isn't that a weird thing when you're asked to portray a different culture or race? For instance, if a white guy was asked to portray someone of Japanese culture, or a white guy was asked to portray someone of black culture, wouldn't that be sort of offensive?
It is, but I mean, Hollywood does it all the time.
Hollywood, there was a whole bit about the white actors playing
Asian characters.
And not just Asians, but Arabic and everything else.
That gimmick can't possibly last.
I don't know.
I mean, come on.
Does he wear a mask?
No, it's face paint.
Oh.
It's red, black, and white face paint. And he says he's from the savage lands of Shaolin.
Oh, boy.
There's the former Texan for you.
Savage lands of, okay.
Oh, pro wrestling. I mean, the fact that he but he's on the real WWE roster, right?
Yes, he is.
Has he been on TV yet?
He has not. He just got signed to the deal. Hold on. 2 days ago, it just says he's signed a deal to the WWE.
Okay.
And in February of this year, they signed him to one of the performance things, I guess, to train. And he just got signed 2 days ago to an actual WWE contract.
What would Xavier Suafilo's wrestling bit be?
It'd probably be something Samoan.
Well, no, because if Brandon Williams can be a Shogun, why can't Xavier Suafilo be something else? Why can't he be an African warrior?
Stranger things have happened.
I'm just curious. 713-780-ESPN, your number. A lot of people said John Cena had a hip-hop gimmick and played a black character when he first started. Is that true, John? You would know that.
Was that again?
John Cena played?
Oh, yeah.
He had a black guy gimmick?
Yeah, he had. He was like a gangster, rapper. He was more of it was a rap gimmick.
Oh, okay. Did he actually rap?
Yeah, but it was really bad.
God, I can imagine. But now, didn't he switch to the soldier gimmick, right?
Yes.
What's he do now? You don't know.
Hustle Lower to Flow. He still does that.
So he still does the rap thing?
No. It's more of a, it's more him. He's from Boston, so it's kind of I'm a hustle loyalty flow, hustle loyalty respect kind of guy.
I have no idea what that
means. He's the good, he's supposed to be the typical good guy.
God, I hate pro wrestling. That's the worst. The fact that Brandon Williams is playing a samurai and John Cena's hustle loyalty respect, I don't even know what that means.
Could I be an African warlord?
You could. I mean, I feel like that would be a little bit racist, but
I do too. However,
I know.
Apparently, that's part of the bit. You can do it.
I can do that now.
Oh well.
I want to play one of those Mexican guys in the masks, a luchador. That's what I want to do. I want to be the biggest luchador ever.
John can play an Australian.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That works. I like this. It's got potential.
I think John should come out with it. Yeah, with a British accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank God football's almost here, so we don't have to talk about pro wrestling anymore. It's a couple weeks away. Hell, less than a couple weeks. I think it's 8 days maybe till the first football game, or a week from today, huh? The time is now to get your home theater set up. Get your home theater seating the way you want it and need it. Town and Country Leather's home theater seating sale going on right now. You buy 3 power reclining theater seats for just $29.99, and you'll get the 4th free. That's right, a 4-seat row, your choice of 10 colors for just $29.99. These seats are premium quality. They're power reclining, the finest leather. This is a great deal. It's Town & Country Leather's home theater sale. This is the only place you're going to get this kind of a deal. Post Oak at San Felipe, I-45 in Spring, and Grand Parkway at West Belfort. They've got 3 locations. Go in, check it out. Like I said, they've got 10 colors. You can configure them how you want to. You're going to be happy with this. You're going to be happy with your choice. If you've been in the market for home theater seating, now's the time. If you haven't been in the market, get yourself into the market. Sitting on your crappy couch just isn't cutting it anymore. Townandcountryleather.com. It's the Town and Country Leather's home theater seating sale right now. Townandcountryleather.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. If someone's head off, no.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday, everybody. Not sure how we got on all that, but El Jefe tweeting us a picture. Let's not forget Jimmy Yang, the Asian cowboy.
Luckily, I never knew Jimmy Yang.
Yeah, I
do remember that.
was that a hero to you?
Proud?
Yeah.
It doesn't make me proud because he had a very bad Southern accent, and he's like pretty Asian. He's actually a pretty good wrestler.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I looked at the picture of Brennan Williams in his pro wrestling getup. It's quite absurd.
Yeah.
And how is it that, like, isn't pro wrestling, isn't that going to be, like, harder on his knees than football, or as hard on his knees? Like, if your knees are so bad you can't play football, how are you doing this? Jumping off the top rope and such. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, let's grab a phone call. It's our buddy Shrek. What's up, Shrek?
Hey, how you guys doing? I wanted to add that I'm a big wrestling fan, and I actually watch like WWE, NXT, TNA, New World Japan Wrestling, and I wanted to add to what John was saying. John Cena's like new character, his like persona is.
Okay.
And lately what they've been doing with him a lot is like now he's like super Cena. Like he's like he has like super strength. Because when I watch a lot of his matches, like he'll pick like 2 guys up at the same time. And then they'll be like, oh, it's super Cena. Only he has that kind of strength and things like that. Yeah, now they kind of promote him as like a superhero. Yeah.
Well, that seems believable. I've got to say, though, Shrek, I know this wasn't the point of your call, but now you named like 8 wrestling shows that you watch. I see now why you were still a virgin.
I don't think it's because I watch a lot of wrestling.
I think
I'm a virgin.
Jong, is there a correlation between how much wrestling you watch to how much sexual relations you have?
I don't think watching wrestling is the reason why you're a virgin. I think it replaces.
It's distracting.
It replaces what is left in the void.
I'll also
like you
say,
pick up. I think you fill the female void with something like wrestling.
But I think if you start dating a girl,
yeah, you give up wrestling.
And but I'm just saying, like when you're talking to her about what you're interested in, or like what shows do you watch, and then you start naming things like NXT and all these other things that I don't know anything about. That's probably that's going to turn her panties into a desert, is what it's going to do. So just be careful with that, Shrek. Don't ever tell a girl. Don't ever tell a girl you watch NXT.
I mean, part of the reason why I watch a lot of wrestling, because I always, when I was a kid, my dream was to be a professional wrestler. I like I said, I don't think it has anything to do with me not having a girlfriend or me being a virgin. I think that's just, I don't know, other problems in my life. But
have you?
I don't think it's.
Have you made any ground on that? Have you picked anything up?
No. Trust me, I'm not the prototypical wrestler.
No, like, I'm talking about on getting laid, not wrestling. I know you're not going to be a pro wrestler.
Oh, my bad. I misunderstood you. No, not really. I've been kind of working a lot, like doing a lot of overtime. So, yeah, not really.
Have you gotten Tinder yet?
No, I haven't gotten on Tinder yet. But yeah,
you need to do this. I've seen too many guys around here that have no business getting laid who have gotten laid with that app. I mean, it's a miracle worker. So just trust me on this. Just sign up for it.
I mean, I'm really hesitant, like, on online dating because I'm not, like, photogenic. And, yeah, that's why I kind of...
You've got to have one picture online somewhere that's, like... I mean, listen, you might not be the best-looking guy, but you got something that's not, like, totally disgusting, right? One picture is all I'm asking.
Okay, if I can describe to you how ugly I am, my mom, I went to a neighbor's house.
Can you email us a picture of you? I want to see what we're working with here.
Okay.
Jung,
I guess.
We have a show email that Shrek can send a picture to?
He can send it to my email.
Okay. Well, where do you want him to send it to?
Jung.lee@galmedia.com.
Jung.lee@galmedia.com. Let me ask you, Shrek, if you're an ugly dude, do you have a good body? Do you work out?
No, I don't work out at all. I'm a pretty lazy guy.
Well, so that's your problem. You need to give up some wrestling and hit the gym a little bit. Because at least if you're ugly, you can take a picture of you with your shirt off if you're in shape. And chicks will be like, oh, he's not the best-looking guy, but he's got a good bod.
Okay.
You make a lot of money?
No, I don't make a lot of money.
I got to be honest. The deck is stacked against you, my friend. I mean, you're like...
Yeah, I know.
You're checking all the boxes for... I mean, you're a difficult case, I must say. But I want to see a picture of you. Send a picture to Jung. And I'll reevaluate how easy it's going to be to ever get you some sex.
Okay.
You listen to the show every day?
Yeah, I listen to the show every day. You guys make my job entertaining. It makes the time go by fast.
All right, good.
I would just tell Shrek, if you might think you're an unattractive man, you should see some of the people around here that have girlfriends.
Listen, there's some really ugly dudes around here getting laid. So I can't believe it myself sometimes.
Okay, but like I said, like one time my mom and I, we went to a neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
And the neighbors, they thought like I was my mom's brother. And like, I remind you, my mom is like 54.
How old are you?
I just turned 30 this year, so.
You have a big penis?
No, I don't.
Oh, jeez. I'm just trying to find some sort of silver lining with you, but are you a white guy, black guy? What are you working with?
Can I leave it at no comment, man?
Okay.
That's fair.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a black guy with a small penis, you've got no hope. I mean, that's a...
Yeah, yeah.
You're a tortured soul if that's the case. That's not fair. That's like a fat girl with small boobs. Like, usually fat girls are just expected to have big boobs. If you're a fat girl with small boobs, like if girl's belly sticks out further than her breasts, that's sad. So, well, all right. Well, send us that picture.
We'll figure something out.
Miracles happen every day. Yeah, I mean, nothing's impossible.
It's not like we're in any prizes in here either.
Yeah.
And we've done okay. 713-780.
It's all about being confident, man. I'd learned that throughout the years.
That's right.
I was very shy in high school and early part of college. To your credit, Fred, not until I started working here that I started liking to talk and talking to other people. And, you got to talk to other people with confidence, and it gets you a long ways. Bald-headed, 5'7" Asian kid.
Yeah, but you have a huge dong. And you make a ton of money. You're in management.
Oh, man. So much of any relationship, right? It's just being confident in yourself, being interesting.
Yeah.
And we're going to work on this guy. If he's real, which I'm starting to think he is. I wasn't really buying it until the wrestling bit, because that explains a lot. But we're going to work on this guy. I think this is kind of it's a moral imperative that the Blitz help this guy out. And we're going to figure something out for him.
Yeah, I'm getting tweets saying we have to find this guy a date.
Listen, I really want to do this. Okay. I think we can find him somebody. I don't want to find him a date. I want to get him laid.
Well, we could just
No, but that's not the same. Yeah. 30 years old, it's time. It's time to break that open.
It's time to pop the seal. It really is.
This is a true story. I set up a mentally handicapped person on a date in Austin. Granted, it was with another mentally handicapped person, but I made a love connection. If I can do that, I feel like I can find this guy a date. I feel like I can make it happen.
I'm kind of with you. I think between the three of us, we can come up with something here. I really believe that. I think it's on us now. Can't do it for himself. We're going to have to do it for him.
Did he send a picture yet?
Hold on, let me check.
Come on, Shrek.
Yeah, actually, make sure you send a picture, because we can't help with that.
I haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay.
All right. He's very secretive about a lot of things. He, from this call, he won't tell us what race he is. From another call, he does not discuss his religion. He says he's got some strange religion, but doesn't want to go into details on it.
He's a Trumpian.
I don't know what's going on with that guy, but he's a very he plays things close to the vest.
I can guarantee it'll get him some action. Teach him to play drums.
That's a good idea.
All you got to do. If you can play drums in a band.
Or the bass.
No, drummer, trust me. Every drummer that I ever played with.
But he's really lazy. It's hard to play the drums.
It's true. All right. Well, more on this in a bit. Right now,
somebody said this guy doesn't need Tinder. Or Haitian Diva. Said, my heart goes out to this caller. What kind of advice are you guys giving him? He doesn't need to be on Tinder. He's 30 years old and hasn't had sex. I feel like he needs Tinder more than anything.
Barry says the blind fat girl is an option.
Is that a good word?
No, we can do this right. We don't have
someone who will see him. Listen, this guy might be this could be a personality gold mine. You don't always have to be handsome to get laid.
You know what, though? He's coming out of his shell enough to call a radio show. That's pretty good.
Howard Stern's married to one of the most beautiful women in the world. Nobody would say that he's one of the best-looking guys out there. Now, of course, he's
rich.
He's rich, and he's got a great personality.
I mean, movies about him. Yeah, he's rich doesn't count. If you're hyper-rich, it doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I'll come up with another ugly guy who's getting laid by hot chicks.
All right. We're going to move on now, because I've got to tell you about HoustonCarsForKids.com. And school cranking up now, and kids are going back to school, and they're going back to Houston Can Academies, and they need your help. Houston Can Academies is a great, great school. What they do is they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools, really good kids who just had issues where they needed help, and some of them had to get jobs to support their family, and that's why they dropped out. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around their schedule, gives them a second chance, and so many of them graduate and go on and do great, great things. And the cool thing about it is you can help, and they need your help. And by a donation, all they want is a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It doesn't matter if it's a car, a truck, a bus, you got a boat, anything like that. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They fill out all the paperwork, so it's fast and easy. And your donation is tax deductible. So when you have to start doing your taxes at the end of the year, that's going to be a big chunk you can take off. because you donated a vehicle to Houston Can Academies. And if you donate today, they're going to give you Astros tickets. If you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, just their way of saying thank you. Doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, if you're over in Beaumont, you're over in Nacogdoches, any of those places, they will come and tow that vehicle and take it. And it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. You're going to do something great by getting rid of something you don't need anymore. All you have to do is give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
Miller Lite is the 96-calorie light beer that tastes like beer. Because we think the beer you enjoy all afternoon should be a beer you actually enjoy. Miller Lite. Spelled different because it's brewed different. Great beer, great responsibility. 2016 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Per 12 ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram of protein, and 0 grams of fat.
Oil and gas workers, if you've been caught in the downturn and want an occupation with solid income potential but less volatility, this message is for you. Information technology is one of Houston's high-growth sectors. If you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be for you. And for career changes, there's just one place to check out, mycomputercareer.edu. More than just a school, our complete career change program helps you get into the industry by partnering with hundreds of employers that hire our students. Many of our students start their first IT job in just a few months. You'll attend classes just twice a week, on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including GI Bill and Texas Workforce programs. Why wait? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now and take the free career evaluation. Find out if an information technology career is the right change for you. mycomputercareer.edu.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Shh. Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
AJ Hoffman from The Blitz for Acceptance Appliance. If you're in the market for a new appliance, you need to check out Acceptance Appliance. I went to their warehouse by Sam Houston Race Park. They've got everything you can imagine. Dishwashers, microwaves, washers, dryers, fridges, freezers, ovens, you name it. And they are way cheaper than you'll get at the big box stores. They always offer 0% financing for 12 months. The warehouse is open to the public every day. Check out everything they have online at acceptanceappliance.com. Stop in and get your amazing deal today. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Look at have it.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The Rock the Mic finale is at Sherlock's Pub tomorrow. Who will become the champ? Join us for the Blitz Live broadcast and the finale at Sherlock's on Westheimer, just off Beltway 8 West, between 4 and 7 to cheer on your favorites. John, do we have an update on Facebook likes?
Let me check that now.
Okay.
I think one guy is dominating.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're a finalist, you need to get there before 5:30. If you're there to root them on, it's going to start at 5:45. And knowing Houston traffic, especially on Westheimer that time of day, you might want to back all that up about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the station around 3 and expect to get there around 4.
Yeah, that's about right. And we're all of, what, 8 miles away, if that?
Oh, if that.
Yeah. So I'm planning. I've actually planned a couple business meetings right next to there before then so that I'll be in the area because I don't want to be late. We're going to have the best Rock the Mic ever. That's my prediction.
Okay. Victor has almost 1,400 likes.
Wow.
And the next guy close to Victor is Trey, who has 882.
Okay.
That's Trey with the hair.
Right? Oh, no, no, no. Hold. Yeah, yeah. That's Trey with the hair. Yeah. Okay. So 1,378 is Victor, who's in the lead.
All right. So for the rest of you, if you have that many friends.
It's an insurmountable number, I believe.
If you got friends, you might want to tell them to get on there and like you. Because if your friends don't like you, then it's going to be hard for us to like you.
Yeah.
All right. Corey has some advice for Shrek. We'll go ahead and take it.
We'll give the advice around here. But we'll listen. That's all right. I'll listen.
Yeah. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. I was listening to AJ talk about how Tinder was a miracle worker for Shrek, and he's pretty much dead on. I'm not an attractive guy. I'm short. I'm overweight. I'm moderately ugly. And I do pretty good on Tinder.
I've never been single during the Tinder era, so I don't know much about it. But the stories I've heard, Tinder is basically just girls who are just like dudes looking to get laid. You know, there's not a lot of wooing or anything involved. These are just horny chicks who are trying to get some too, just like us dudes.
Right, and it's almost. I'm going to use the word convenient because what happens is throughout the day when I'm on break from work, I click on girls that I like and I say yes, yes, yes. And I swipe right. And then what happens is as they match with me, like I'll get random notifications from my phone at like midnight that some girl just liked my photo. So now we're matched. So basically at midnight, I can order a girl.
Oh, see, this is a good move. I'm telling you, this is the guy. This is what this guy needs.
Well, we got to get him some confidence, though. That's what's missing. Dude has absolutely no confidence. We got to figure out a way to fix that.
And you know, put yourself out there and be funny. Like, humor goes a long way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say with this guy. I mean, I hope we can make it happen. But like I said, the deck is stacked against this guy. He doesn't make good money. He has a small penis. He's ugly. I mean, there's a lot of...
He's a moving target, too. Every time we try to find something that's a positive that we can build on...
Right.
He just rips it out from underneath us. That's why I wasn't sure he was real. Until the wrestling thing. Now I'm pretty sure. Not sold, but pretty sure. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And wanted to take a second here before we go to break. We got a bunch of... We'll have a bunch of new sponsors coming in here over the next couple of weeks that I'm very excited about. And, you know, you've heard us talk about a lot of them, but some of them are some old faces and some are some new faces. But starting next week, you'll be hearing a lot of new spots on the show. And I'll just tell you the ones, they're all stuff I use and people that I know and people that I like working with. And I know that's how you are with DraftKings.
That is. Guys, DraftKings. Something I was really sad when they took away DraftKings, and now I'm really happy that it's back. A lot of you have been asking me if it's legal. It's legal for now, absolutely. They appealed it, and go for it. Get on there, get your money in, get your game on while you can. Hopefully it's around for good, but as of now, it's legal. You're not doing anything shady. You're putting all this work in for your fantasy team anyway, your season-long fantasy team. Now put it to the test and play for your shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. It's just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doling out in this week one contest. DraftKings.com is the destination for one-week fantasy football. And, of course, one-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. You play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. You can challenge friends, family, and a private league to prove you're the best. Or you can join an existing league and go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, fantasy players from all across the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Choose your players, and you could seriously cash in week one. And if you use our promo code Houston, you play for free with your first deposit. That's code Houston to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. It's only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. The website, DraftKings.com.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.